Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Vedhi and I'll be the MC for today's session. I'm excited to introduce our speaker, Catherine. Catherine McCrophin started her career in international development and human rights public interest litigation. 5 years ago, she became involved in effective altruism. She ran the UK operations of the Centre for Effective Altruism and acted as curriculum developer and philanthropic educator for The Life You Can Save, where she focused on the Giving Games project, charity relations, and developing partnerships. She founded WANBAM in 2019 and now serves as their CEO. Today, Catherine will be presenting on WANBAM, our successes, challenges, and opportunities to get involved. We'll be starting with a 15-minute talk from Catherine and then move on to a live Q&A session where she'll answer some of your questions. So here's Catherine.
Hi, my name is Catherine McCrory Flynn, and I'm absolutely delighted to be asked to join EAGX Asia Pacific as a speaker today. Watching the movements around effective altruism that have emerged from Asia and the Pacific has been one of my favourite things over the last couple of years. And I'm just really excited to see the EA movement grow in this way. So I am the CEO and founding director of WANBAM. WANBAM is a mentorship program for women, non-binary people and trans people of all genders. And we primarily, among other activities, which I'll go into a little later, provide mentorship. So today I'm going to talk a bit about our successes, our challenges and opportunities for you to get involved. So WANBAM was born really out of what we identified as being a huge opportunity for impact. So basically, I'd been involved in the EA community since about 2015, and I'd been consistently slightly surprised by the underrepresentation of women in the EA community, and particularly people of colour. So the EA survey in 2017 said that the trope of EA being predominantly white and male isn't likely to fade away anytime soon without directed effort. So the EA movement, and that continues to be the case in 2019, is still predominantly white. So 71% of their of participants to the survey reported their gender as being male. And in 2017, predominantly white. So 89% of people who responded to the survey identified as being white. And additionally, there were significant differences in the barriers selected by men and women to getting more involved in the EA community. So greater proportions of women selected effective altruism and the EA community more broadly as being too elitist, not diverse, and not welcoming enough. So after those stats, the fantastic news is that looking at data from Rethink Priorities, and a huge thank you to them for producing this information, also leaning on my own experiences and having talked to a lot of members of the EA community, there are some really clear pathways for impact and to further involve and retain fantastic people from a diversity of different backgrounds. So firstly, I think it's quite important to understand how people want to be involved in EA. So the EA survey stated that 58% of people selected that they wanted to become more involved in EA for an EA-aligned career. 44% said socializing with EAs, and 43% stated participating in local EA events. And then on the flip side, the barriers to getting more involved were a lack of opportunities that were a good fit, no close friends in EA, and it being too hard to get an EA job. And specifically for the women or people who self-reported as being women to the EA survey, personal contact was overwhelmingly most important for retention. So we're talking amazing people, getting them involved in the first place, and then how to keep them engaged and doing fantastic work with high impact. So obviously, I think that when I looked at this, I was like, you know, mentorship is a really fantastic potential avenue for impact. So WANBAM at this point had actually started up already, but this data was really useful in sort of being like, you know, I think we might be on the right pathway to impact here. Fantastic. So So this is where WAMBAM got started. This is an EA conference much similar to this one, apart from we were in person at that point. So Effective Altruism Global San Francisco in 2019. And this is a women and non-binary people's meetup. So myself, Stardust Bikes, and Catherine Lowe, we'd sort of thrown around different ideas for a while, and one that kept on coming up was mentorship. So at that point, we were like, okay, I think that what we're going to do here is just to start this and see if it can have a positive impact. Because at that point, a lot of the data was pointing towards social interaction, towards career opportunities, and towards really needing to have like targeted opportunities specifically available to women, non-binary and trans people. So WAMBAM was started off in 2019. So our like guiding star activity, so the thing we primarily focus on is mentorship. So we accept applications for mentee positions, and we provide senior or mid-level people to meet once every month normally, although the engagement can be significantly more, for 6 months to talk about a diversity of different opportunities, challenges, introduce people to resources, assist them in networking. So that has been our primary activity. We obviously specifically focus on people who are interested in EA, and all of our mentors are women, trans people of any gender, and non-binary people who are pursuing and are already quite far through their careers in really impactful positions. So our other side activities that we do, and I've linked some here if you would like to explore a little bit further after this talk, we give guidance to the broader community. So we recently released a blog post, which we keep updated on the resources our mentors most recommend as having had a positive impact upon them during their careers. We do career profiles, so I and our mentees interview different mid and senior level professionals and ask them key questions about like different things that they found useful, challenges in their career and how they've overcome it. We have recently started to do trainings on issues like healthy boundary setting, sustainable motivation, imposter syndrome. So all things that our mentees most report as being core challenges for them. And we have started doing peer groups and community events, our icebreakers, and getting people together so that they can network. And then another thing that I'm actually really excited and really proud of recently is our recruitment recommendations to EA organizations. So as WAMBAM gets more sort of more known and more embedded in the EA network and broader networks, we're being asked to give recommendations for certain recruitment positions, certain open positions. And that is fantastic, because I think that a key path to impact here is really to move fantastic people into highly impactful roles. So to go back to a little bit about our core assumptions, which I probably should have said right at the beginning. So we believe at WAMBAM, and this opinion is shared by our directors and by many people actually within the EA community and EA organizations, that EA is one of the most exciting ideas and concepts ever. Like, you are really trying to deal with and solve some of the most critical and complex issues that are facing humanity, sentient beings, future generations. And that in order to do this, we need the best and brightest people from a diversity of different perspectives. So one of the reasons we're so excited to get people further involved from backgrounds that have perhaps been historically underrepresented within Effective Altruism is because we think that we can gain huge amounts from a diversity of different perspectives, but also for making sure that people who are brilliant are recognized for their potential and are given the same opportunities as other candidates. So, successes. We are building our network. I'm not sure if these are my successes or due to the amazingness of our mentors, who I would also just really like to thank because they've been fantastic. But we have 75 amazing mentors in mid to senior positions at organizations including Animal Advocacy Careers, Animal Charity Evaluators, Center for Effective Altruism, charity science, health and charity entrepreneurship, effective giving, New Harvest, 80,000 hours. Like, we really are expanding our network at this point to have a large number of mentors who can give guidance on different types of questions for different types of careers. Additionally to that, while it is really early stages, the feedback is positive. So WAMBAM within itself is very much an experimental project. We are trying to work out, and we are one of the first EA organizations that is primarily dedicated to mentorship. We are trying to work out what works and what doesn't work. And so it has been very heartening and useful to see that the initial feedback is looking quite good. So we have provided mentorship and or guidance to over 120 people in the course of our first year of operations. 34% of our mentees are from the global majority or people of color. Most importantly, following round one, and we're concluding round two in January and accepting new applications starting now to coincide with this conference. And I'll go into that in a second. The feedback has been highly positive. So from mentees surveyed post round one, post the first meeting of round two, the average score was 4.46 out of 5 when answering the question, how useful on a scale of 1 to 5 was this meeting for you? And then additionally to that, we are delighted to have secured an EA infrastructure grant, which just allows me to be able to really focus on how we provide the best possible support to our mentees, our mentors, and more broadly, to building and helping build a healthy and sustainable EA movement. And yeah, another aspect that I'm really pleased to see emerging in the EA community is more geographic diversity, because I think that there's certain opportunities, you know, that we're beginning to start to leverage that could have enormous impacts and positive impacts. For example, I recently became aware of like just the sheer potential for impact in the philanthropic markets in India. And yeah, finally, on our successes, we experiment, we learn, and we grow. So one thing we found recently is the value of peer-to-peer relationships. And that has been something that we didn't initially expect and perhaps should have done due to the Rethink data on social interaction. But we have created like mini sub-communities and networks of people who support one another outside of WAMBAM. And that has also been fantastic. So joining us, if you are interested in getting more involved, we are currently accepting mentee applications. So who do we normally prioritize for mentees? So for mentees, the people who we seem to be really good at helping are people who have a relatively clear idea of the type of advice and support that they need from WAMBAM. Firstly. Secondly, we are looking at people who are any level of their career. So we actually do mentorship for mid to senior people as well, who might be looking at particular challenges, for example, in management style, or how do I get really good at this particular skill? So, and then we are looking for people who are interested in pursuing, excited and enthusiastic and motivated to pursue highly impactful work. So for example, roughly following 80,000 hours as guide on impactful careers, international development, emerging technologies, including biosecurity and artificial intelligence, effective animal advocacy. We really span across like a huge diversity of areas at this point. So please look at our website. And if you would like to come on board as a mentee, just drop me a note and we would be honored and happy to help in any way we can. And then additionally, we're always looking for mentors. Our mentors are really one of our most amazing assets, and I have been really delighted to work with so many fantastic people. And we look for mid to senior level professionals who are interested and excited about guiding more junior people potentially in having the most impact that they possibly can. So yeah, please be in touch. We'd love to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for inviting me to talk at this conference. It has been a real pleasure. And I will now hand over to my in-person self to answer any questions you may have. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that talk, Catherine. So we've had a question come in from Hayden. He asks, what would you like to see men in EA do or stop doing to help elevate and support the women and non-binary folks? And are there any really harmful behaviors that you've seen that might need changing?
Wow. So we're starting on an easy one. Okay. So I think that the first thing to mention is, like, I think that the EA community is changing really rapidly with regards to this. And I have been just absolutely delighted to see the reception that Wham Bam and our mentors and mentees have had over the last year. I think that, you know, we can always just sort of listen to the people around us and listen to their experiences and speak to them more about how we can make EA more welcoming. I think that one of the reasons why we started or why I started Wham Bam was because, you know, of this demographic data. And I think that in the past, there has been an interesting argument about, like, oh, it's a talent bottleneck. There aren't actually people who, you know, can apply for these jobs that belong to these particular demographics and do really well in them. And looking through my applications, I feel like pretty certain that that's not the case. So I would really like to see men and all people in organizations really think about how they can actively recruit, support, mentor their colleagues and their friends, and also just talk to them about how we can generally get better within the EA community. And I think that at the local groups level, something I would really love to see, and I think is already happening actually, which is wonderful, and one of the reasons I'm so excited to be asked to speak at this event, is really thinking about what content we put forward. And making sure that that content represents a diversity of different views and perspectives. So yeah, those would be some initial things I think could be really fantastic. Listen to the people around you and speak to them about their experiences, pay particular attention to hiring, retaining and supporting the women, non-binary and trans people of all genders around you. And then also just really make sure that we are putting forward materials and media that reflects the diversity of different perspectives. But I'm sure I'll think of 100 things after we finished.
Great. And yeah, I'd love to just chat a little bit more about the opportunities for people to get involved in Wham Bam directly. I know you mentioned a few things in the talk, but is there anything you'd want to highlight or especially emphasize?
Yeah, absolutely. So very, very excitingly, we are actually just about to start our application round for mentee positions for round three. So our mentee applications will open on the 1st of December. We are hopefully by that point going to be in a position to release some video testimony from some of our mentors, which has been a pleasure to receive just during like somewhat of a dark month, you know. Not the best one. Yeah, so that's been really wonderful getting that feedback. So I will start to sort of open those application processes in December. And then I expect to be in a position where during December we'll receive the applications and start doing matching for a kickoff for the third round in the third week of January. Some other ways to get involved, because I certainly want to make sure that we're also serving the broader EA community, is that we have career profiles that are available for anybody. We do live recording on all of our career profiles, which we advertise quite broadly around me sitting or my mentee sitting and chatting and doing a fireside chat with senior to mid-level, mid-level to senior women, non-binary and trans people within the EA movement. And we talk there about some like tips and hacks and like exciting things that they have found has really helped them during their careers. Additionally to that, we do quite a survey process at the end, and I've cut down on the number of surveys that we've had because we did over 40 people of it during our pilot. But yeah, with round two, we will ask them about, you know, what resources were particularly useful, what are some key lessons learned that you're really excited about, you know, what has really helped you about this relationship. And I will ensure that those resources are public on our website so that we can share them more with the broader EA community. Yeah, so those are some key ways to be involved. The other thing to say is that mentors, and a big thank you to any and all of our mentors who are tuning in, you're very appreciated, are like one of our most valuable resources and probably to to an extent our biggest bottleneck for like taking on more people. So if anybody is really infused and excited about engaging with junior people who are interested in pursuing highly impactful career paths, please get in touch with me, because I am sure we can find something for you to do. Yeah, and that has been also really great. So those are some key avenues for how to get further involved with us. And yeah, wambam.com. And then also if you put Wambam through Facebook, you will hopefully eventually find us.
Great. So we've had another question come in. How have you found the response from other EA organizations in terms of collaborating or supporting Wambam's work?
I just couldn't speak more highly of the EA community in this regard. We have been incredibly lucky. I've been really, really, really just impressed by how much people have wanted to engage with Wambam. We are, as I mentioned, supported by an EA Meta, now EA Infrastructure Fund, which we're really grateful for and has allowed me to do way more work than I would previously have done had I still been in my full-time job, because I was in full-time employment when I started Wambam as a hobby. I wasn't working full-time on Wambam at all. So they really helped me with regards to that, and we're very grateful for that. With regards to other EA organizations, a thing I would really like to highlight is that we have increasingly started to get recruitment recommendations. We're hiring for this particular position. Do you know anybody? Please keep them coming, because we are certainly able to like direct people towards certain roles. We get quite a lot of that. The effective animal advocacy communities, the long-termist communities, have all been fantastic, and the mentors have been incredibly gracious with their time. So yeah, certainly it's been pretty great, actually. Yeah, really wonderful, and we're very, very grateful.
That's awesome. So we've had another question come in. This person writes, as someone who hasn't undertaken post-grad studies and doesn't intend to, I often feel very out of place in the EA community. Just asking about, like, are there careers, career opportunities that align with EA for those of us that aren't in this sort of like elite or talented scientific class? And do you see this lack? Okay, so I guess there's two questions. Maybe you can answer that and I'll follow up.
Yeah, so I would say yes, absolutely. A thing that I am really excited by is also moving towards, you know, when we're evaluating applications and looking at applications, looking specifically as well at like enthusiasm and passion about the topic, work experience, you know, an effort to build skills and to really kind of go and have a really positive impact. So some resources that I have found really wonderful and useful in the past are the 80,000 hours job board. So you can go through and filter, you know, like the level of educational study, etc. 80,000 hours. The EA Facebook jobs group I have found really wonderful. I think that's actually how I found my previous job before I founded Wambam. And I would certainly encourage you to get in touch with Wambam. If you don't belong to the demographic that we're currently interfacing with and focusing on, get in touch with me. And I would be really happy to, you can get in touch with me at eamentorshipprogram@gmail.com, and I would be really happy to help.
Great. And yeah, the follow-up to this was whether whether maybe like the fact that these careers might not be so highlighted is like a weakness, or is it what makes EA effective? How do you sort of see this? Maybe do you see it as something that's also a challenge, I guess? Maybe it's just a lack of communication about these opportunities to people.
I think that there are huge numbers of ways to get involved with effective altruism and high impact career paths. And I would certainly like to see people expand the ways that they're involved with EA, both in their professional and personal lives. And I think as well, from a personal perspective, that we would be really missing a step if we only focused upon educational qualifications and instead of focusing upon like somebody's interest and aptitude and ability to be able to pursue. I think it is a useful data point. It shouldn't be the only data point that you focus on. And I think that as somebody who, you know, has done, like I did a master's in international law and human rights, you know, I'm certainly not planning on pursuing a PhD. I think that you can sometimes miss really wonderful candidates if you only focus on one data point. And I do also think that that has significant diversity concerns if you only focus on that data point. So yeah, I would say I would really like people to find, to look at the different ways to get involved in EA, and certainly not to judge people purely based on their educational qualifications, because again, I don't think that that's always the most effective metric to be able to judge whether or not somebody's going to be successful.
Great. So we are unfortunately at time. There was one last question, if you are able to answer really quickly, about what WANBAM is doing specifically in the APAC region, or if there's anything you'd like to say to that, and then we can
wrap up. Totally. Our mentors and mentees, quite a high percentage of them are from the APAC region. My own mentee, and I won't say their name, but is from EA Philippines. And I'm so excited by her. She's amazing. So yeah, we actually have like quite a broad number of mentees and mentors. I made a list. I can't remember how many it is, but it's definitely plus 10 of our cohort are from the APAC region. And we would be delighted to receive more applications. So I hope, like really, really hope we get more during this next round. Yeah, and then additionally to that, we have trainings for our mentors and mentees, which are also open to people, obviously, from the APAC region. We additionally do our career profiles, and all of our icebreakers and activities are open to people from the APAC region. And we have one at 2 p.m. EST, and then we have another one that I'm going to run that's like at 11 p.m. EST. So we try and also do the time difference. But yeah, so I hope that answers the question. And thank you so much.
Awesome. Great. So yeah, that's all we have time for today. There is an icebreaker right after this for women and non-binary people. So I'm sure Catherine, you'll be there. And yeah, thank you so much for this talk. And thanks everyone for watching.